You went for a little bit of religious education? Sometimes?
Kind of?
Hebrew education?
Sometimes. Yeah, we had in our grade school, there was once a week in a different school, mm-hmm. was a teacher, a Jewish teacher, what was or he was sick, or we were sick, or the school was closed because it was icy or it was stormy, so we didn't learn too much. No.
And you went, you said that yesterday that you used to go to synagogue on holidays.
Yeah.
On Yom Kippur and for Easter.
Yeah.
What about, did your family do a Seder for Passover or no?
Every year we went to Seder to my grandparents' house because it was in the same building, and almost a court from Vienna came, mm-hmm. usually every year, and they always had all seven grandchildren around the table.
Oh, and who led the service? Your grandfather?
Grandfather was the service.
In German?
In German, yeah. And he wrote something, he read something in Hebrew also from the Haggadah, of course.
So you remember doing this as a kid?
Yes, every year, yeah.
And you had matzah in the house and everything?
Everything, yeah. But my grandparents never had a kosher home. And said, I have to mention one thing that was the nicest thing, my grandfather. I never knew that the yarmulke exists. This I found out when I came to America, to Canada.
But you went to
He always was sitting, an old man with a hat.
Oh, with hats on.
In the synagogue also.
So they all wore their hats?
A hat, yeah. Or maybe a cap or something. But maybe Nelly remembers the yarmulke. I can't remember it at all. And so even at the Seder table, he was sitting with his hat and told us a story about Seder. Every year, then he said he didn't speak Czech, so he said in English, but I will say in German. Children, I told you the same story last year. Nothing changed. The story about a pastor is always the same. Mutter, bring the soup. Mummy, bring the soup. That was like Mutter, he called my grandmother Mutter. That was.
So you had a fast Seder.
And every year with Nelly, when we are sitting, we always, with my sister, we are looking at us and said, Mutter, bring the soup. You understand what it is? Yeah.
So you didn't do the whole Seder every year?
No. How we call it, Manishtanet was always, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, Nelly was the youngest
she
one.
She had to do the Manishtana?
Manishtana, because she was younger than me. And then was Walter, that was the youngest one, mm-hmm. who is now in Argentina.
So you remember Passover?
Yeah,
you
remember
Yom Kippur?
All the Jewish holidays. Yeah, Yom Kippur also.
Purim, you remember? No.
Purim, we also go to Blau-White. It was like blue-white, that was like a group. My mother belonged to it, a Jewish group, so we went.
It's a Zionist group.
Zionist group, yeah.
Blau-Weiss, no?
Yeah, Blau-Weiss, yeah. So we were dressed up for something and we went to this ball or whatever it was, as children, yeah.